Well, Democratic lawmakers are reportedly battling behind closed doors over border policy as they get ready for two Democratic presidential primary debates this week, one tomorrow, one Thursday, two batches of candidates, 20 in all qualified. And recent history tells us anything can happen. Let's bring in Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. And Julian, when I say recent history, of course, I mean 2016's sprawling Republican field. But take us, is there another time in history when the field was this big?
Sure. In 1976, the Democrats had about 17 candidates running, ranging from very experienced senators like Birch Bayh to people who no one really knew, like Jimmy Carter. And that was a wide open primary that ended up with Carter taking the nomination.
It's amazing to see some of the names. Frank Church, there's George Wallace, Mo Udall, Sergeant Shriver. I mean, the list goes on. What does a big field, what does it mean? I mean, we know what it means. It's chaotic and it's hard to get everybody's opinion in, but you have so few to study in history. What does it mean?
Well, part of it's a response to a very particular moment. So then it was Watergate in the sense that the nation was in crisis. So a lot of Democrats wanted to take the chance to save the nation. And I think a lot of Democrats feel that way today. Another thing that happens is the process just seems more wide open. In 76, the party bosses had lost their power over the nomination process. So a lot of Democrats thought, hey, we have a chance. And I think today a lot of Democrats feel the same way after watching what happened both with Donald Trump and even in their own party with Bernie Sanders rise out of nowhere. And so those two combined leads to a very big field.
Well, but I'm looking again at some of the names from 76. There's Walter Washington, former mayor of Washington, D.C. You know, you see there are a couple of people of color running then, but in 76, but no women. That's completely different now, and we've had an African-American already as president. But take a look at the 2016 Republican race, because it can be so instructive. There are candidates now grabbing everyone's attention, but will they be the Carly Fiorina or the Jim Gilmore or the George Pataki of 2020? Those were some of the Republican candidates.
Yeah, I think that's very instructive. There were candidates who commanded a lot of attention in the media, and they were seen as potential challengers, first to Jeb Bush, who was the most electable of the bunch. But as the caucuses and primaries took place, and some even before they started, they fell away pretty quickly. And so I think that's one of the things we have to remember today when there's a lot of discussion on a candidate. Do they really have the kind of power that will be needed to take them deep into Super Tuesday? And the electable part is also relevant. Look, Jeb Bush, everyone thought, had that nomination clinched, that there was no way he wasn't going to get it.
And there's someone with the same initials running this time around, Joe Biden, who, you know, maybe that's the parallel there.
I think it's a relevant comparison. Obviously, there's differences. Biden was also vice president and connected to a very popular presidency. So that gives him leverage I don't think Bush had. But I think there are elements of that story that are comparable. And you have a lot of very powerful first, second tier candidates like Senator Warren, Mayor Buttigieg even, and Kamala Harris, who are in range of taking on Biden. So even there, I think there's more possibilities of an upset.
And of course, in 2016, Republicans had Donald Trump, who threw verbal spitballs, as in this debate on Fox with anchor Megyn Kelly.
Mr. Trump, one of the things people love about you is you speak your mind and you don't use a politician's filter. However, that is not without its downsides, in particular when it comes to women. You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
Of course, Donald Trump went on to win the nomination and the presidency. Can that happen again? Is that a one-off, do you think, Julian, that someone can be that, have that kind of an answer to that kind of question, that people could laugh about a question like that?
I mean, it's a one-off in the particular of Donald Trump. He's a very distinct character, and his background on television gave him some assets that people weren't really thinking about. But there's elements of what he did, of the kind of language he used about gender, about immigration, that I don't think are one-offs. I think he was connected to part of where the Republican Party has evolved. And he tapped into that part of the party, whereas other Republicans didn't do so. So I don't think it's a total one-off.
Well, in a Democrat, you could never have a Democrat laughing at using those words about women, it would be death. Julian Zelizer, professor of history at Princeton, thank you.
Thanks for having me.